What a hot Friday evening here in Lansing. Michael Cohen, producer Jesse Weiser, thank you for joining us on today's Capital City Recap. Could those continuing losses in Europe actually take General Motors down? It's certainly not a new problem. The automaker has already lost almost $17 billion there. And it's not over yet. I'll be joined by a renowned auto industry analyst to find out what company leaders should do about it. And today is National Same-Sex Kiss Day at Chick-fil-A. This after CEO Dan Cathy says he opposes gay marriage. It follows Wednesday's Appreciation Day. I'll be joined by a marketing expert to talk about the impact of all this media attention on this restaurant chain. But first, it is heading to the November ballot. Today, the Michigan Supreme Court ruling that the proposal to eliminate Emergency Manager Law Public Act 4 will in fact be voted on this November. To talk about why the proposal made its way to the High Court and what repealing Public Act 4 could mean to Michigan, I'm joined by John Filo. He's the legal director for the Sugar Law Center and counsel for Stand Up for Democracy, the group backing the ballot proposal effort. John, thanks so much for joining us on WILS.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Now, the court ordered the Board of State Canvassers to vote to put this proposal on the ballot. Is there any potential hiccup there? Are they essentially going to have to vote to put it on now?
Yes, they've been ordered to put this on the ballot, and we don't expect further issues at that level. We expect that the Board of Canvassers will meet expeditiously and quickly vote to put this on the ballot.
So this all came down to font size. Those opposing the measure going on the ballot said that the font size was not correct. But the court, while saying that the font size was actually properly set, said that this idea of substantially complying is not going to be adequate. You have to actually comply moving forward. So that means there's going to have to be extra special care given to font size?
Yes, there is. And that's one aspect of the decision that, we respectively disagree with, but we believe the court, put in thought to the decision, and, they came out the way they did. It does mean in the future that future petitions are going to have to make sure that they have the actual font size. And that is something that I think was lost in some of the early debates on this, is that this petition, actually, the font size was in the correct font. And that the challengers had come up with a novel and unique way of now measuring font, a way that really is not used in the printing industry or in any other state that I'm aware of.
Okay, so now this is going to be on the ballot, and from what state officials are saying, that now that the petition has been certified, a Public Act 4 is now suspended pending the results of the November election. So what does that mean for the status of current emergency managers and that consent agreement with Detroit?
Well, particularly there's going to be the loss of Public Act 4 powers. There's a lot of issues that we're still looking into. One is a number of these emergency managers were not appointed under Public Act 72. The Attorney General is saying that with the suspension of Public Act 4, Public Act 72 will come into effect, and they will become Public Act 72 managers. Public Act 72 is the prior act, which were emergency financial managers, as opposed to just emergency managers. Public Act 4 gave these managers much broader power and repealed Public Act 72. I think there's significant issues of whether Public Act 72 is resurrected in that manner. I tend to think it can't be, but we're still looking into that.
Now, we hear, John, so much about how Public Act 4 subverts democracy, and that is the major complaint. But is the real distinction between these two public acts, 72 and 4, that with 72 that managers can't alter and tear up union contracts, and Public Act 4 they can?
Well, that's one very significant and large aspect of it, is in a way that you could unilaterally break contracts. That raises real constitutional questions and, significant questions. But it was also that, the name is very symbolic. Previously, there were emergency financial managers over the finances of the city. Now they're emergency managers, or became under Public for full governance of the city. In other words, the legislative executive branches were embodied in one single person. They could pass ordinances. They could pass, city law. with the stroke of the pen from their desk.
But really, their goal is not to set new law for a city. They're there to deal with a city that's about to go bankrupt, are they not? And wouldn't the real issue they're facing are, in fact, these union contracts?
I think that is a real issue. But I do think the other issue is very real, too. There were managers passing ordinances from their desk, and that's not democracy. That is not a democratic government. I don't think there would be any genuine dispute of the state coming together to come up with tough solutions for cities that are very troubled. I think we all need to come together to do that. But I think in many ways this was attempting to localize an economic crisis throughout our state by saying these poor cities, hit hardest by unemployment and foreclosures, caused all their problems. Therefore, we gave these people carte blanche to remake the city.
I'm talking to John Filo. He's the legal director for the Sugar Law Center, also counsel for Stand Up for Democracy, the group that's backing this ballot proposal to eliminate Public Act 4. So with Public Act 4 eliminated, where would that leave these cities that are not able to put their finances in order? Wouldn't that potentially lead them directly into bankruptcy?
Well, the problem with bankruptcy is that they need the consent of the state, and cities have asked for that. Hamtramck asked for it, I believe, and some others, but the city has not been willing to give that to them, so they came up with this other form, which is, you know, to the credit markets. I don't see that. I suspect that it looks pretty much the same, whether it's an emergency manager or it's bankruptcy. But they're going to have to come up with solutions, and hopefully this time there will be solutions where they bring all the stakeholders together. And we recognize there's going to have to be tough decisions made. I think the unions have shown, particularly with the public schools here in Detroit and some other places, they're willing to compromise, but they want across-the-board compromises if they're going to be, you know, trying to pitch in to save the city, then so are bondholders, so are other folks.
Now, the consent agreement with Detroit, that was under Public Act 4, so is that somehow now compromised or completely off the table now that this ballot proposal is going to be on the...
That's a real interesting question, in that when they put through the consent agreement in Detroit, they named about four or five laws that they said the authority was granted under. So certainly Public Act 4 powers are gone, but the proponents of that consent agreement were unable to articulate where are you saying Public Act 4s are being applied in specific provisions. Well, now I think we will find out in that the Public Act 4 powers are gone, but at the time they at least were asserting other laws gave them that, some of those powers. So some aspects of it may still be in place.
Now, if you're not a member of a union and you're simply a resident of a city and you're hoping that the situation will improve, why would you be so opposed to an emergency manager coming in, knowing that A, the goal is to put the finances of the city in order, and B, it's a temporary measure, is it not?
There's nothing temporary about it, I'd actually say, in that you take, for example, the city of Flint. They've been under emergency financial manager for, you know, it was for a good 6 years, I believe, and then back right under it. Highland Park, it was under it for close to a decade, I believe it was, and then their finances are as bad as they've ever been. Ecorse has been under one form of receivership or emergency manager for, you know, going back at least 15 years. One problem with the emergency manager law is not one city can you point to and say their finances have improved.
So what is the solution then to allow a city to simply go bankrupt and then a bankruptcy judge comes in and has full power to do whatever he wants with the contracts?
No. The judge wouldn't have full power in that municipal bankruptcy is different than corporate bankruptcy. It has to do with federal laws. One aspect I just want to touch on to your prior question is that citizen loses voice. What they need to do now is go back and look at what other states have done to help cities in distress. Try to model it after that. That does mean sacrifice from all of us, not just from people in those cities. And that's the nature of a state, that's the nature of a community, is we do need to share sacrifice for the betterment of us all.
But you're talking about investing more money in cities and municipalities that have shown that they are chronically, they're not running their finances properly, and that's likely to be the case moving forward, though, is it not?
Well, I would take one premise off there, that they're not using their finances properly. I mean, the major problem with the and municipalities throughout the country, Rhode Island's having problems, Nevada's having terrible problems, California's too, but is that you've had seen a collapse of their revenue streams by the declining property values and the high unemployment in states across being hard-pressed themselves have cut revenue streams. Well, those are the only real three forms, you know, either through property taxes is the biggest chunk for cities, second is revenue sharing, and for cities such as Detroit, income tax.
But that's something that's something cities, pretty much every city in Michigan is experiencing right now, and they're making cuts along the way.
Right, and you see your wealthier communities have a bigger buffer, but your poorest communities are, you know, they're in trouble because it's a sudden collapse of the revenue streams. How do you adjust midstream? I'm not saying that the cities aren't going to have to make sacrifices. They certainly are, but it has to be a shared sacrifice, and it also has to take some imagination that also takes account of our democratic process where people have input from all the stakeholder groups, not just from one or two.
Now, finally, those that live in communities that are not facing major financial trouble and don't want the state affected largely by those few cities that are facing potential bankruptcy, why would those, the majority of Michiganians, why would they support eliminating Public Act 4?
Well, for a number of reasons, because it can happen to their community too, but we are all in this together, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, in that the image of Michigan is intimately tied with these cities, such as Detroit, such as Flint. You can, you know, once you get 10 miles south of the border with Ohio or Indiana, when you're safe from Michigan, the images of Detroit and the rest of the state as a whole, it's not separate and compartmentalized like we do here. We need to come together to solve these problems. Other states have done it. I mean, you know, Chicago was in a wicked problem in the 70s. New York was in had similar problems. I mean, they were in worse financial shape than any of our cities were. But they were able to come together because the whole state recognized we can't let it fail. We need to do that here.
John Filo, legal director for the Sugar Law Center. John, thank you very much for joining us on WYOS.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And
all right.
Thank you, listeners, too.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we're going to talk to an auto industry analyst about what GM is facing in Europe, which is more losses, millions and billions of dollars more losses. What can they do about it? We'll talk about that next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WYOS.